It's Christmas with A and A.
A and A.
Here to spread joy and love.
A and A.
Give love on A and A.
Suck our dicks and walk away, Oh, wow. Thanks, boys.
Yeah, no problem, Miss Johnson. Let's go, Slim.
All right, next house. Ready?
Yep, let's go.
All right, drop that shit. Well, the weather outside is pretty frightening, and I don't know if my car can stop all this sliding, and I hope I don't hit anyone else, but if I do, my insurance can take the rest.
Slim's got that insurance coming out the ass right now, and he doesn't know what to do.
But thank God for flow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yo, that was trash. Get the fuck off my porch.
Damn, bro. All right.
Damn. Whatever.
Must be Jehovah's Witness.
Ooh, spicy, Slim. Let's go to the next house.
All right.
All right. All right, Slim. We got this one. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Duet time, baby. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's get it. All right.
I'm ready, bro.
You want to go first? I got this.
Yeah.
I got it. Good.
Sitting in the snow.
Oh, it's cold.
Cold as shit.
Yeah, it's super cold.
I need some hot cocoa.
My nuts are froze.
Frozen ball sack.
Yeah, that's cold.
Cause Slim, it's cold outside.
Yeah, Monty, it's cold.
Super gosh damn cold outside.
Oh, buddy, it's cold.
It's like -5 degrees.
That's super cold.
And I'm still smashing your bitch's pussy.
Icicle pussy.
Hey.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, you guys are disgusting. Get off my lawn.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Mr. Lewis.
Damn. All right, we'll fuck off.
Shouldn't have talked about
seeing
Lewis in front of him.
All right, let's I don't know. Let's do at least one more house.
We got one more house. Come on.
Right.
This one looks it's ugly.
What's that name? Read on the mailbox.
Covington.
Covington,
and it's on a piece of corn. So I don't know.
Oh, it's on the cob too.
This house is just disgusting.
Oh. Well, let's see.
Smells
on
like
here.
Racism. Let's go.
Right. What song do you want to sing on this one?
This one's perfect.
Ah, great.
Seems perfect. All right. Let's go. Let's see what this guy is all about.
Hello.
Hi, sir. We're here to do some Christmas carols for you. All right, Slim.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking pieces of shit.
Whoa.
I don't want you singing in my house. I'm in here attempting takedowns and watching film of myself sucking.
Mr. Covington, I swear we didn't mean any harm.
It's Covington, you piece of shit.
Oh, Covington, I swear we didn't mean any harm.
Wait a fucking second, Slim.
We're just bringing cheer.
Wait a fucking second.
What, Monty, what?
Covington and is that who I think it is?
Wait.
No, it's not. It's not me.
That's Corny Covington.
Is that Corny?
Get his ass, Slim.
Yo,
Get his ass.
Get him.
Get his ass.
Take that
fuck
down!
Fuck you, you piece of shit!
Take that down!
Psh, psh, fucking asshole!
Little turd!
Oh, ow, fuck!
Fucking turd!
Fuck you guys!
Yeah, Merry Christmas to your mother too, bitch! Start the show, Slim!
Alright, let's do
off this.
Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile!
You don't got shit to talk about.
Into Pisces.
Yeah.
A&A MMA stays undefeated against Corny Colby Covington. 3-0. 3-0, baby.
Three? What was our third one?
We had Boomerang, and I feel like me talking about his mother got us 2 points.
Hey, we're back.
We're out here. A&M MMA coming at you live. This is episode 33.
You are not even close, my friend. It is episode 35.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. We are super back out here and ready to go. Oh, Slim, I've been waiting to talk to you.
Yeah, have you? Yeah. What you been up to, my guy?
Oh, yeah, you
my
know.
Dude man.
Nothing. Monty got a new car. Shout out, Monty.
You sure did.
Got a new whip out here.
Motherfucker whipping it.
No more breaking down shit. Mm-mm. Hopefully. God damn it, I cursed it. God
Why'd
damn
you do
it.
That? Well, you did get a used car. I mean, it had like 200 miles on it.
200?
I don't know. I don't know how many. I don't.
Damn! If it had 200 miles on it, I'd be like, yeah.
How much did that?
12,000.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's basically
Monty copped a nice little 2017. You know, slightly used. Apparently, the lady had to buy her son a wheelchair.
That's a lot. Well, I hope he's doing okay. Yeah. But
shout out to him.
But that's a lot for a 2017.
What?
12,000 miles in not even a full year.
I mean, yeah, maybe Shorty was putting it in work.
Where was he going?
I don't know. But all I know is I got the whipster, and I'm out here. So check me out in my nice little tiny car that I have now.
Yeah.
Sliding around and shit. Went straight into a snowbank the other day.
Ew.
Just fucking flattened it.
Ice heroes are no joke.
Yeah, fuck having a new car.
Wherever you guys are listening, we are snowed in.
Extra snowed in.
No, not
not right now, but we were earlier. We had a little clipper. For those of you who don't know what a clipper is, our Japan listeners are probably like, clipper, what? You know, shout out to our Canadians who we obviously pissed off showing our ratings last week. Apparently somebody's boycotting A&A MMA. Did you see that online?
What?
Yeah, they're actually boycotting A&A MMA. Like, there's a Facebook page and all that. You guys should actually check that out. Search that up. A&A MMA being boycotted.
Wow.
Terrible.
We hit the news.
Absolutely terrible. It's fake news. Listen to what they say. A&A MMA is out here. We are the absolute best. No matter what they say.
Wait, what?
Don't listen to the fake news.
You said two different things.
What?
You said it's fake news. Don't listen to them. And then you said that we're the absolute
best. I'm saying that they're saying it's fake news.
Oh.
And that we're the absolute best. Don't listen to them.
Oh.
Fucking asshole.
All right.
But yo, we had a nice little event this weekend.
Excellent event. The last UFC on Fox cards.
Yeah. Wait, what?
The last,
is that true?
Their TV deal is about up.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
So this is the last fight of, you know, UFC on Fox.
Oh, shit.
I mean, if they renew, you know, good for them. Blah, blah, blah,
but
whatever.
Possibly.
Even though it's under Disney now. Did you see that?
Disney out here banging shit around?
Disney bought out Fox for, like, some crazy amount of billion dollars.
Yo, what if they start having Disney fucking character fights in the UFC, bro?
Bro, the women's division would be popping.
Oh, it would.
They'd be like, all right, so listen.
Minnie Mouse would be tearing bitches up.
Listen, Paige, you have to come out looking like Ella from Frozen.
It's Elsa.
Elsa.
You've never seen Frozen, have you?
No, I have not.
Neither have I.
All right. Well,
it was
thank
actually,
you for knowing.
It was actually on the other day on like whatever that fucking ABC shit is. My
all
bad
I know,
for not knowing.
All I know is
I know
the
people
song.
Love, or it's Freeform now. Whatever.
Actually,
my bad.
I don't even know the song. I know the chorus of the song.
Let it snow. Yeah, I wouldn't have even remembered that. But it was on Freeform the other day, and I was like, yo, Taylor, let's watch this. And her little moody ass was like, yeah. I'm gonna go eat food and go to bed. Shout out to you, babe. I love you. La, 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 la. Can't wait to kiss up on them little nipples tonight. A&A episode 35, them little nipples.
We are not calling it that. That will get us banned off of iTunes. Anyway, Jesus, look at this dude glaring at you. He did not like that either. Scotty staring.
Oh, shit. Free the nipples.
Instead of scaring Scotty,
send A&A MMA's Instagram nudes. Slim, you're about to do.
Send my Snapchat.
Dick pics are cool too for Slim?
No. So, send my Snapchat nudes. It's at Slink Dink. SlinkDink.
Titty and booty pics, fully preferred.
Yo, I had that happen to me. I was telling you this off the air. And it was fucking dope.
Slim got the random titty pic.
Met a shawty at a party. She was dope. And then
showing me her titties the next day. I was like, yo, let me slide up on it. Let me get you pregnant.
Well, I'm too young for all that. Anyway, so, which, oh. No, that was me. I ramped my chair up this ramp.
Whoa. All right, let's get into this fucking card, man.
Can we, please?
We had UFC on Fox, Lawler versus Dos Anjos, a clash of two champions.
Former champions.
Former champions is right.
Like I said, the last Fox card on for the UFC, and their Fox cards in the past have been amazing.
That's true.
Always the best fight nights of the year, and this was completely fell in line with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's Bob.
What up, Bob? Our daily what up, so, Bob?
Yeah.
Or weekly? Yeah, whatever.
Episodely?
Weekly? I show up every day and tell Bob what's up, bro. What do you mean?
Yeah.
You low-key don't know about me and Bob's
I got
friendship.
The keys to his house and I'm fucking up.
Yeah.
That. You go to Romero's and see him.
They leave the door unlocked for me, silly.
Oh. I don't get that privilege.
So?
Hey, I got shit on my record.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Anyway, in the first fight, we have Jordan Mean against Eric Silva.
Yeah, so Slim picked Eric Silva in this one, and I picked Jordan Mean, and Jordan Mean got the win, snapped that 3-fight losing streak he had going on, and got a much-needed win against Eric Silva. What did you think of his performance, Slim?
Definitely. I thought he absolutely needed this to stay in the UFC, being on a 3-fight losing streak that he did.
I think he's still a talented fighter.
I mean, oh, for sure, but on 3-fight losing streak, you know, you never know where that's going to go. I did think Silva was – I thought Silva was going to take this at the beginning, you know, coming off them – that loss, he's on the win-loss-ish scale. So I thought he might...
Win-loss-ish scale?
Yeah, you know?
You know, damn, that sucks being on the win-loss-ish scale.
You know,
how's that spelled? Like W-Y-N-N-L-O-S-S-I-S-H.
S-S-S-I-S-H.
Win-loss-ish.
Yeah. Loss-ish. Can I get a win-lossage sandwich with extra peppers?
It's got, like, lozenges on it. Ew.
Anyway. like we always say, like, oh, yeah, this guy's on a win-loss in his last few fights.
So
he's due for a win.
That?
Yeah, we're like, oh, he's due for a win, according to his record. You know, I thought Silva was due for that, but no, he was not, and he was not able to stuff any takedowns or getting of his own.
Jordan Mean just had a beautiful game plan, looked like the stronger fighter, and maybe getting himself back on track there in the welterweight division. Jordan Mean defeated Eric Silva via unanimous decision, 30-26, 30-27, 30-27. And that was the preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass. Make sure you pay those $10 for your one fight, you assholes.
Only one this time.
You don't like it? Go watch the Alaska Fight League that they have on there for free. Or you can watch Eddie Bravo's jiu-jitsu tournaments or something like that. Don't complain about it. Yo, UFC, give me a fucking sponsorship. Moving on
to
the
they got more than
card.
That, dude. They got Invicto on there. They got,
yeah,
like,
they got all that shit. I mean, I could sit here and, you know, shout them all out, but they don't pay us.
Glory. Yeah, didn't Rico, what's his name?
Verhoeven.
Yeah, didn't he fight recently? Actually, that was on pay-per-view. That actually was not on the Fight Pass. You could not see that on pay-per-view.
Oh. Damn, so you had to pay to watch Rico Verhoeven? Get the fuck out of here.
My man's a beast.
Anyway. In the preliminary card on Fox Sports 1.
Aloale Bambose versus Alessio De Chirico.
So, Alessio De Chirico, former fitness trainer, came out.
Really?
And, yeah, Slim, if you remember, had picked Alessio De Chirico, which is funny because, you know, Slim is, you know, kind of iffy on
his picks
sometimes.
Notorious for not knowing what to pick.
So, and I
not
always...
Not even not knowing. I just think I have bad luck. I have high hopes in these guys, and it doesn't come to fruition.
Yeah, I feel that. We'll get to that later. But anyways, I usually pick the Italians because, you know, heritage and shit, you know, go Italian.
Oh, flower on the mountain.
You know, paisan and all that good shit. But
wait, what was that last one?
Paisan. Hey, paisan. You know, my friend.
No.
My friend.
What's that?
My friend.
Paisan?
Yeah.
Really?
My dude. My homie. What up, paisan? It's like, yo, what up, my dude?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And my dog's name was Amico. My dog that died, RIP, the homie, Amico.
They said my dog's name was Paizan. It's like, no. Yo, Paizan.
No, his name was Amico, which means friend, like so, specifically friend.
Okay, all right, I got you.
Then Bella means beautiful, and Bejo means kiss. All my animals got wild fucking Italian names.
Wow.
And Corleone, because my dad was watching The Godfather when we bought my dog, apparently.
I think you say, that's how I got my middle name.
My middle name is James. So
whack.
That's my grandfather's name. Eat a dick.
Mine is Ronald, which is also my grandfather's name. And so is Andrew. Both grandfathers I'm named after.
Okay, so Ronald's less whack than James?
Damn, I just outed myself, didn't I?
Damn. Ronald, with your glasses on. Fuck out of here.
James Philamonte.
Yo, don't use my fucking government name on the fucking podcast, you asshole. We're bleeping that out.
Ronald Slincock.
Mark this time down. Bleep that out.
15, 40. Okay, I'm on there.
What was it? Down. Tell me it.
1543.
It is. Write that you guys down. Are not going to know my last name.
Nope. So anyway, D. Chirico getting his second win in the UFC. Like we always say, he was on a win, loss, win streak.
Yeah.
And he got that dub. Yes, both of his wins. No, I lied. I thought he got another finish, but he's now 2-2 in the UFC.
Mm-hmm.
At only 28 years old. 11-1. I mean, his only loss was to I lost it. Fuck. I lost it.
Okay. So, Alessio okay.
I'm sorry.
My man's last loss was to Bojan Velikovic, yep. Your boy.
And my boy?
Yeah, you like Bojan. I thought you liked Bojan.
He's decent.
Well, okay. I thought that was your dude. My bad. So, yeah, he is 2-2 in the UFC. And then on the other hand, we have Olawale Bengbose, who has just been struggling since he joined the UFC. With, you know, a lot of high hopes. He was the Ring of Combat middleweight champion. He came into the UFC fighting Uriah Hall in his very first fight.
Yeah, 5-0 coming in the UFC. And now he is 1-4 in the UFC, 6-4 overall.
And 4 of those losses. Oh, I'm sorry, I lied. I lie. You know I like lying. 3 of his losses have been by knockout. So,
but I mean, holy war. One of them is against Borachini, though.
Yeah, the
and
holy Uriah war
Hall, the fucking, you know. That's a big step. Both of those fighters are a huge step up in competition. But, hey, I mean, Chirico
we'll
might
they
be
maybe
in
give,
this.
They give him a little something that, you know, could be a little bit more his.
Yeah.
Class right now. I don't know.
Definitely
put that nicely, honestly.
Definitely
not doing good right now.
Yeah,
we'll say.
No, you're fine.
So Alessio Di Chirico with the stone cold knee to the face.
Kabow!
The left temple putting Olawale Bengbose to sleep in the second round, 2:14 in, earning him a performance of the night. Give him $50K.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-bow.
Moving on to the lightweight division.
John McDessie versus Abel Trujillo.
Killa Trujillo. So, Slim and I both picked Abel Trujillo in this one. And I do just want to clarify, Slim beat me on that last fight. So, McDessie and...
Who did we have in the first fight?
I picked Mean and you picked Silva.
All right, cool.
So we were both 1-1 at this point.
This. Okay.
And, yeah, so McDessie, dude, just looked like... Duke Rufus has just been absolutely...
Totally killing his game.
Yes. I mean, dude looked great. He was shutting Trujillo's wrestling down.
He knew exactly what to do, you know, at all turns.
Just absolutely was outclassing him, and Trujillo really just had no answers. I mean, McDessie was just overall the better fighter, and...
He was definitely struggling. He did get one takedown. It was 1 of 6, though. 6 attempted. Mm-hmm. So, McDessie just putting on... The super performance. What were the scorecards in this one?
All 30-27s by nice. The judges.
All 3 rounds.
McDessie has now earned 5 of his 8 UFC victories by decision. And, I mean, I like where he's headed.
Do you think he needs a finish to get up there, though? Like up to where, you know, the top is? The Canadian?
I don't. Honestly, personally, I just don't think he's going
to
be able to. I mean, he's been fighting in the UFC for a while. He's been fighting in the UFC since UFC 124.
Yeah, 2010. 7 years now.
Yeah, I mean,
and he was on a.
He's fought Donald Cerrone. He's fought Yancy Medeiros. I mean, he's fought a lot of.
But he lost
fighters.
Against those fighters.
Of course. I mean, he beat Darren.
He beat Sam Stout.
I mean, he's beaten some people, but.
Sam Stout was a beast.
I think he's getting back on the right track. He did have that the fight before this. He had that disgusting wheel kick knockout that Lando Venata.
Yeah, that's what Lando does.
I do think Mac Desi is a very talented fighter. I do think he's a very technical fighter, and I think he has a
future.
No, I mean I'm not gonna go ahead and say that he's gonna end up doing anything because I really don't think he will. Mm. So. I do think he's a quality fighter, though, and I think he had a very good performance.
Okay. That's all that needs to be said.
And Abel Trujillo now has lost his last two fights. Killa Trujillo on a little bit of a slouch right now. We'll see what he can do to answer back and see if he can maybe put a couple things together and get himself back going. So, Abel Trujillo was defeated by John McDessie in the second... in a unanimous decision, 30-27s all across the board. Moving on to the welterweight division, the featured weight class of the night. Okay. Suck my dick, Slim.
Present it.
Ooh, whoa. Hey, that's not good listener content.
What's his name? Who's the teacher in South Park?
I'm gonna lose a lot of fucking likes here with people, but I never really watched South Park. I never watched The Simpsons either.
All right.
I'm sorry.
All right. I mean, Simpsons is whatever, but I just don't. Mr. Garrison? Yeah, Mr. Garrison, right?
It is Mr. Garrison.
Something like that. Anyway,
I didn't know that's right.
Oh!
Try to recap that.
Damn it! Fucking John Anik. He did it again.
Fucking wasted. Well, apparently Nordine Taleb knocked out Danny Roberts with a knockout.
You didn't know that. You just know he hit him.
Yeah, he hit him with a fucking head kick and then
Anyway, yeah, Nordine Taleb in the first round.
Yeah. Hit him with that.
Exactly what he hit him with.
Do you want to hear what he hit him with again?
Yeah.
No, you don't. So he got
what hit him with?
The bow.
That's it? I thought it was a. No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna.
They're like, no, don't.
No. I only have so many minutes on my break. I can't listen to this whole episode if you're gonna just the whole time.
Oh shit.
That's how I feel when I listen back to our episodes. I'm like, fuck, dude.
These guys are fucking assholes. Yeah. Why would anybody listen to this? But you guys would, and that's why we appreciate you.
Danny Roberts only landed one punch.
Just one. And that's all he needed to get knocked out.
I guess you could say that. That's all he needed to get knocked out?
Yeah, it was a joke because I was trying to make people think like, oh, that's all he needed. Like, I thought it was a terrible joke.
I get it. I just didn't follow. Okay, so thank you. So, Nordine Taleb getting the first round knockout.
Yeah, so Nordine Taleb, dude. So, Danny Roberts did have that nasty knockout against Bobby Nash in his last fight.
He did.
But he did also suffer that last 20-second knockout to Mike Perry. So, you know, I was kind of interested to see what Hot Chocolate was going to do when he got back in here. But, dude, Nordine Taleb just shows why he is a heavy hitter, dude.
For sure. Two wins now since his loss to Santiago Ponzinibbio.
Yeah, so he's been putting some together and against good competition also. Oliver Uncomp, I'm pretty sure he was a unbeaten fighter going into that fight. He's fighting Santiago Ponzinibbio. Lost that, of course. Hey, Scotty? No. Okay. We're not going to do that on the podcast today.
Not today. Anyway. As you said.
Yeah, so he lost to Santiago Ponzinibbio. But other than that, I mean, he's beaten Li Jinglong. He's beaten Eric Silva with a, again, nasty knockout. So, I mean, this dude has some heavy hands, and I think he does display it when he wants to. I think he came out with some hype.
Like, for sure.
I don't know what he was hyped about, but he came out and just looked like a strong fighter, dude. And I'm excited to see if maybe he can keep getting these highlight reel knockouts and maybe fight some more heavy hitters. I like to see him against some more big hitters since he kind of struggles against other people who can punch hard.
I absolutely agree.
And Danny Roberts, I'm sure he'll come back strong. He is a talented fighter. So, Nordine Taleb defeated Danny Roberts with a head kick, followed up with a meow. And that ended the very first round, 59 seconds in, earning him a performance in the night bonus. Give my man 50K.
50 G's, baby. So this next one is pretty interesting. Chad Laprise against Galore Bafando. Bafando.
Both of us picked Danny Roberts in the last fight. Sorry, go on. Galore Bafando is.
Okay. I'm pretty sure he's a karate guy because his stance, he came out and he looked like so ready to just throw Taekwondo-ish. Fucking. Okay, it's something like that, you know. Some sort of Asian martial art. But he came out looking like he just ready to throw a fucking wild kick. But my man, Chad Laprise, like I said, he won the Ultimate Fighter, was it Nations?
Yep.
Okay, so he's coming off two wins right before that, off of two losses right before that. Mm-hmm. And the two wins that he has are two first-round TKOs. So he was trying to come out and make a statement. Boy, did he!
Wait, you said the two wins that he had?
Two wins that he had recently.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
So anyway, Bafando came out looking great with the fucking karate stance, dude. I was like, oh my God, he's about to kick his face off.
Mm-hmm. I did,
but
too. Remember, though, you picked Chad Laprise in this.
I did, and I'm saying when they first started, and Laprise came out and just shut him down with a takedown, and that was it. I got the mount, and
you could kind of tell as soon as he got on the ground with
Bafando. He's way outclassed.
Yeah, absolutely. Big time. So
just like Laprise would be on the feet, you know.
Clearly, Bafando has strength, throwing Charlie Ward, knocking him out. He obviously is a very athletic fighter, and he's very explosive. Oh fuck, dude! Slim just passed out, bro. Oh my God. You okay, buddy? Come back to life, Slim. Hey, Slim. The resurrection.
Oh, shit.
Yo, what the fuck,
bro? What did I miss?
You just passed out. That's what you just missed.
Did you keep the episode going
for
the listener?
Yeah, we're good. We're on. We were on Galore Bafando suffering the first knockout of his career.
Okay, good. Well, I guess he didn't technically get knocked out. He got TKO'd because Laprise got the mount.
Still a knockout loss.
Did they call it a knockout?
I mean, it counts as a knockout. It's TKO.
You got knocked out, bro. Anyway, yeah, like I said, Laprise completely outclassed him on the ground, got the mount, and that was it. It was over.
Yeah. So
the first round.
Chad Laprise gets the TKO victory, giving Galore Bafando his first like actual loss because all of his other losses were by disqualification. So
really? For what?
Illegal knees to head, both of them.
Oh, yeah, I remember you talking about that.
So, Chad Laprise defeats Galore Bafando via TKO in the very first round, 4 minutes and 10 seconds in.
My guy!
In the next fight, the middleweight division.
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
And Dana White, Tuesday Contender Series winner, and Monty, Dana White Contender Series Knockout of the Year winner.
A lot of hype, Julian Marquez. Coming against Darren Stewart. Darren Stewart,
the dentist,
the dentist. He likes to rearrange teeth. He was coming off of two losses in the UFC previously and a no contest, and he was looking to make a statement here against Marquez, but and he started to. I'll give him credit. He started to a little bit in the first round, but man, Marquez brought it all together. And ended up getting that sub in the second round. He got him in a a guillotine.
It was a guillotine,
yeah. And wasn't able to finish, and then yoked it up again, and that was it.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it was just an absolutely great.
What
fight.
A brawl, though. Yeah. I mean, like. It, like in the beginning of the fight, I was like, this is anyone's game because Marquez coming up that crazy knockout win in Dana White's Contender Series. I thought he was going to try to do the same, and he definitely did. He attempted it, but, man, Stewart is tough as nails taking the shots that he did, and he was dishing out some crazy punches against Marquez. Marquez was rocked in the first round at the end. Like, yeah, I can't believe he made it out of that.
Yeah, and came back as strong as he did there in that second round. Dude, this dude might be a problem in the middleweight division.
He's the truth, dude.
I like him.
He takes punches crazy.
But Darren Stewart here, on the other hand, a very talented fighter. I can't stress that
definitely
enough.
Absolutely.
He's just been on an absolute... since he joined the UFC, he's 0-3-1. I mean... Well, actually, I lied. He's 0-3-0 and then one no contest.
I think he's 0-2-1.
No, he's 0-3-0 and no one contest.
Ah, damn.
So, I mean, just no win in the UFC yet. He had that original TKO victory over Francimar Barroso, but that was overturned because of an inadvertent headbutt. And then he got defeated.
Really?
By
they overturned by a headbutt?
Yeah, and then they fought again. Though. They ran that back. And he lost to Barroso. So Darren Stewart ends 2017 0-3.
Yeesh.
Ouch.
That sucks, man. That's a horrible year.
That's a very bad year. Being unbeaten previously, too.
But, man, Marquez, though, looking excellent in his debut. Getting that sub. This man is so strong. Not only can he take a punch, but he's got a submission
game.
Tough
as nails, dude.
My whoa.
Yeah, so
I did not expect that.
Dude knows how to get stoppage wins, and I'm excited to see what comes next for Julian, the Cuban Missile Crisis Marquez. So he got the victory over Darren Stewart. They're in the second
round.
2 minutes and 42 seconds in via guillotine choke. And... Slim and I both picked Julian Marquez in that one. And I picked Bufando in the last fight, and Slim picked Chad Laprise, so he beat me in that one.
Oh, what's the score up until now?
My record was 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 1-4, 2-4. Yours was 1-1, 1-2, 1-3, 2-3. 3-3.
We out here.
Yeah, so in the light heavyweight division, we had Jan Błachowicz going up against
Jared Cannonier. If you recall, Błachowicz getting that really good win against, who was that? The Brown Bear, right?
Yep, Devin Clark.
In Poland, getting that submission in the second round, that crazy standing guillotine.
Yep.
Coming off this, having a little hype behind him, a little confidence, I feel like that definitely gave him. And it for sure showed in this fight.
Yeah,
he pretty much outstruck Cannonier every time. He knocked him
every
down
exchange,
and every single takedown he got, except for one. So
yeah, Błachowicz just obviously the more experienced, stronger fighter, and it seems that Cannonier is a kind of a middle of the pack light heavyweight. To be honest with you, he hasn't done very good at all when it comes to fighting the top of the line fighters, as in Sean Jordan, Glover Teixeira, and Jan Błachowicz. I mean, he has quality wins over Ion Kutalaba and Cyril Asker, but other than that, he kind of struggles when he gets there against the top of the line fighters there,
right,
towards the top of the line.
Right.
And I do think he's a talented fighter, but I just don't know where he's actually going to end up resulting there in the UFC. But on the other hand, Jan Błachowicz has been on an absolute tear. Hey, Scotty, buddy, no. No, Scotty.
He's fine. Leave me. He's chilling. He's sleeping now.
One
he's,
more
he's
meow
in his,
at
he's
you.
In his crouch position.
And you're getting
he's
a freaking card thrown at you. Anyways, since Slim's not talking.
Fuck
this episode. I'm out.
That's... First of all, don't do that. Second of all, John Błachowicz with an excellent showing in his second win in the light heavyweight division.
I just need to stand up because my ass is sweaty.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, his second win in 2017.
29-28 across the board for Jan Błachowicz. And that was the preliminary card on Fox Sports 1.
I liked the preliminary. I thought it was decent.
Yeah,
I mean,
this
whole card was decent.
We had two absolutely crazy knockouts. We had Chad Laprise getting a mean TKO against Glover Bufando. And we also had a fun little brawl of the night there with Julian Marquez and Darren Stewart. Definitely a good preliminary card. All of the performance bonuses happened there in the preliminary card because Julian Marquez and Darren Stewart got fight of the night.
Yeah, I can see that. That was a great fight. I enjoyed that one.
And I'm pretty sure we both picked Kanani Air in that one, so ouch, we suck.
Yikes. Anyway, going to the next one. Glover Teixeira versus Misha Cirkunov. A top 10 light heavyweight fight.
Mm-hmm. So Glover Teixeira came out, got the takedown, punched him in the face. That was it.
That's about all. That's about all she wrote, folks.
Glover Teixeira just... I always pick against him.
I know. I always underestimate him. It's like, I just think he's going to get beat up because he's just a solid boxer. And I'm just like, yeah, boxing has no rule in MMA because he's just a boxer.
Oh, wow. That was wild.
Well, he might be a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. I'm not 100% sure of his credentials. No, hear me out. I'm just saying that. I'm just like, oh, yeah. Glover comes into his fights and he just throws the hands. And I just think like, oh, yeah, well, he's going to get caught by this technologically superior striker. But he never does.
Oh, yeah. I'm picking up what you're
unless
you're
Gustafsson, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Anyway.
Or Anthony Rumble
Johnson.
Yeah,
well, I mean, come on.
Wow. Yeah. So, Glover Teixeira got the TKO victory over Misha Cirkunov there in the very first round, 2:45 in, moving him.
What kind of strike was it? How did he get
it? It was just ground and pound.
All right.
It was just ground and pound. That's all. From the back position. Slow pause. And in the welterweight division, the fight I was honestly most excited for.
The biggest fight on the card.
Okay. Dude, who are you fucking texting and just...
Yo, my work homies are calling me out for real. Okay, so
God
this dude...
damn, bro.
So this dude... I'm gonna call myself out. Fuck it. My manager sent me a thing about The Office is apparently going to be reborn. Because three of us at work, like, love The Office. So my manager tagged fellow supervisor in this thing in Instagram, and it was like, yo, The Office might be reborn, blah blah blah. And then, you know, apparently you can name a group, so this dude took upon himself to name it Rap Shit after one of my songs because he's making fun of me. So fuck that boy. Fuck that guy.
Sorry about that wasted minute and a half.
That was a wasted minute. Anyway, fuck them. Fuck it! No, I'm kidding. Riley, I'd let you suck my dick. So,
whoa! No, bro!
I'm kidding.
Yo, give me... What time is that one?
That was 37 minutes, but that's not getting cut out. It's funny.
No, bro, you're a fucking manager. You will get fired.
It's a dude. He's also a manager.
Oh. What'd you say his name was?
Don't worry about it. Eddie, you,
that was definitely anyway. A chick that you were talking about.
His name is Riley.
Oh, dude, you definitely are talking about a chick.
It is. Yo,
so
I'm about to lose the managerial job. I'm about to be working at McDonald's. Anyway, no, his name. It's his name.
Fuck, dude.
It's okay. His name.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay, so Mike Perry, Sansanibio Ponsanagio. So, against Mike Perry, this one, man, this was a fight for the strikers.
Yes, it was.
I was ready for him to go out.
Everybody thought this was going
to
end up being a knockout somewhere, but these
someone,
the
somewhere.
Distance.
But.
I feel like it was a little bit of why a knockout didn't occur in this fight is mostly because of cardio, actually. Not a little bit.
It's mostly Mike Perry kind of gassed.
Yes, he did.
After
especially
like
in that third
second round.
In that second round, you could definitely tell his head movement, his footwork. It was just all slower.
I don't know if it was the trip. You'd been going to Canada for the first time.
Getting those legs worked on a little bit.
Definitely.
Cutting down his base. But yeah.
But Mike Perry's talking a lot of shit going into this. And even at the weigh-in and everything, he's expending a lot of energy. So who knows if that had a toll on it, you know?
You think he was? You think he's just a hyper dude?
Dude, who said?
He said my dude's got ADHD.
What did we just see with Tony Ferguson and Kevin Lee? Kevin Lee was talking all that shit, and Tony Ferguson was just smiling away. Same with Ponsonibio. He's just smiling, just looking him in the eyes like, ha, 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 motherfucker, I know what I'm going to do to you. And meanwhile, Mike Perry's spending all that energy, screaming in his face, talking all that shit, getting energetic and emotional.
Maybe that, all right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that took a toll on him.
Slim thinks Mike Perry tired himself out by being emotional.
Not even that, just the whole everything leading up to the fight.
Yo, I was talking mad wild shit about Mike Perry. We'll come on our way here. Fuck Mike Perry.
What were you saying?
I'm not even going to say it because it's not cool on the air, but fuck Mike Perry.
Okay, it's fine.
I've been a outspoken non-Mike Perry liker. Maybe not fuck Mike Perry. That was a little bit of a extreme, but I mean, I'm not on the Mike Perry train, bro. I shouldn't have picked his ass. I shouldn't have let you talk me into picking his ass, but
anyways, too, I'm just saying,
dude. Santiago Ponzinibbio, is he
proves why he's on a 6-fight win streak in the welterweight division.
Is he gonna be getting a title shot against Tyron?
No. Maybe in 2018, but not right now.
Okay.
But my guy going on a
six-fight
winning streak in the welterweight division against the top competition, especially like his wins over Gunny. He beat Nortin Taleb. He beat
Zach Cummings, Court McGee.
Yep.
Who he's were at? Sean Strickland.
No, I think those were at middleweight.
No, he's
Zach Cummings was at Walter. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I feel like not. I feel like he's never been a middleweight. Or no, I lied. Yep, he definitely. Okay, he did. Anyway, yeah, Ponzinibbio. It's the truth, dude.
He's the man.
I'm a believer now. I was not. Yeah. I thought Perry would go in and knock him out, but I wrong.
I picked him to lose in his last two fights and shut me up.
Overall, though, this fight was kind of a sleeper.
Definitely. What, dude? This was definitely a...
This is the biggest sleeper on the card. I mean, this is the biggest...
I don't think it was a sleeper. I think people knew about it.
No, it was just like... I thought this was going to be either one of these guys is going to come in and knock the other out. You know, Ponzinibbio getting a knockout over Gunny, and then Mike Perry coming in with one of my favorite knockouts of the year. Not in his last... Well, in his last two fights, but it's just like,
I gotcha. Mike... Slim, you know? Likes Mike Perry.
But Ponzinibbio, man, overcoming all adversity. I'm pretty sure he was homeless in Argentina when he got the call to come train to an American top team, is he? The way he trains? Do you have that? I might be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, my man won the Ultimate Fighter. I don't think it was homeless, bro.
Did he win the Ultimate Fighter?
He did.
Anyway, so what do you think that puts him? I think he was number 7.
I think he's getting up there, dude. I think he's getting close to that title shot. Maybe Ponzinibbio versus... I mean, there's so many people you can put him up against. Let him fight Darren Till now. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like I said earlier in the vehicle on the way here, if Mike Perry would have won, it would have set up the perfect confrontation with Darren Till. Perfect! Literally, they had their altercation in the cage. What could have been more better? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
More better is redundant, but what could have been better?
People don't give a fuck about that shit.
I corrected myself because I felt like I should. Anyway, okay. So what could have been better? Mike Perry versus Darren Till.
Apparently maybe Santiago Ponzinibbio versus Darren Till.
Maybe overseas. Because they had the altercation in the cage.
You're drunk.
You're right, but I'm going to get there. God. I'm going to get there. That would have been the fight to make, but Mike Perry lost. So
you're disappointed.
Now we got Ponzinibbio. What do we do with him? I think you're right, and I think we do him versus Darren Till.
Or maybe Wonderboy. But Wonderboy probably wouldn't take that fight, honestly.
Either Wonderboy or Covington.
Covington.
Courtney Colby Covington.
You fucking asshole. I have been commenting on every single
one. Colby Covington. What's the one I screenshotted? Oh my God.
That I said you saw
it? Because they, it'll pop up like, oh, like so and so said this on people you follow.
Yeah.
On like famous posts. Dude, I gotta find this one. Hang on.
I called him a fucking donut today.
Oh yeah. So he said it was the UFC. They posted RDA is coming for the gold. Did Rafael Dos Anjos do enough for a title shot? And Colby said he ain't coming for anything. He couldn't finish an old man with one leg at the UFC. I would finish this hashtag filthy animal hashtag intern at Dana White and Sean Shelby. And you said. You're a poop butt. Dude, I died. I was like, oh yeah. My God.
I've been calling him look, so many different things.
No, I swear to God, this is a guy who Instagram showed me. It was just YouTube.
Was just the You're body. A poop butt.
That's it. This is a butt. Yeah, I love it. That's the best.
That is funny.
Out of almost 1,800 comments, y'all two shit showed up on there. Like, that's so perfect.
Fuck him, dude. He is a fucking wormsicle.
What a fucking turd burglar.
Definitely.
Jesus.
Anyways, so in the welterweight division, Santiago Ponzinibbio defeated Mike Perry via decision, all 29-28s.
So, even though Perry wasn't ranked, do you think he moves up to top five? Or you think he stays about around the same where he's at? Maybe
he's
number
not
six?
Top five.
Maybe number six. He was number seven.
Perry?
No, Ponzinibbio.
Oh, I was like, what, bro?
No, I'm sorry. He's number 10. What do you think he goes from there?
He's going to be like six, five.
Do you think, oh, bro. Ponzinibbio against Robbie Lawler?
No, that won't happen now.
You think?
No, they'd probably do Ponzinibbio versus RDA before that. But RDA's getting a title shot.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not an RDA's level.
So, anyways, I think it's Darren Till to make with Santiago Ponzinibbio. But moving on to the next fight. Fought at a catch weight of 148.5 pounds. Josh Emmett took on the number 3 featherweight in the world, Ricardo Gomez.
Yeah. Emmett was apparently, he said, the only one who would accept this fight. Could not make the weight because it was on very short notice. So it was fought at the catch weight. Big risk for Ricardo Lamas. He was number 3 in the world coming off that loss to, Jose Aldo. Emmett had nothing to lose going into this. He was 3-1 in the UFC. And, Lamas wasn't coming off that loss to,
Get it together, son. You got some time, buddy. Yeah, fuck yeah. You're good.
I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Ricardo Lamas was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1, 2, 5, and 2 coming into this fight. After the loss of Jose Aldo. So he really, this is really a big thing for him. And I wish he would have fought, fuck, what was the dude's name? Who was he supposed to fight before this? It was,
Jose Aldo?
No. Yeah. I wish he would have fought Jose for the rematch. I think that would have been a great fight. Even though Holloway did do his thing against Jose,
But against all odds, Josh Emmett.
I didn't pick this dude for a whim.
Minute. I texted Jack Wadsworth before this and said, this fight's going to be a wash. Don't even watch this.
But my
damn, God. Josh Emmett said, shut up, bitch. Whap.
So do you think Ricardo thought that as well and took this fight lightly?
I
don't need to worry about
it. I don't think he took it lightly, but I do think maybe he definitely thought he was going to have a good advantage in this fight, and you never know, especially with a hard hitter like Josh Emmett, and proved that.
Ooh.
Left hand just from hell put Lamas absolutely stiff on the canvas. It was scary, honestly.
Sleep, dude. Oh my God.
Josh Emmett shocks the freaking MMA world with a knockout over
Huge
the number 3 upset. Featherweight contender in Ricardo Lamas, moving Josh Emmett into a top 7 position.
Top 7?
I say that now, yes.
We'll see. We'll see when the rankings
come out. Monty Damas has spoken!
The rankings will come out on Monday or Thursday, something like that. That's what they usually do.
Fuck yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see if you're right. Number 7, right?
Yep.
That's the one?
I said top 7. All right. Yeah.
He's not going to be 6 or... You know.
You don't know shit, son.
Let me look what the featherweight division.
Yeah, you like. Go ahead and talk about that, and I'm gonna.
So
get
you think
them-
he jumps? Oh, never mind. Josh Emmett is now ranked number 5 in the featherweight division. Good God!
Go Monty!
Yo! Go Monty! Guess what?
Go Monty!
Guess what?
What?
UFC fight night on whatever, blah, 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 in April. Brian Ortega versus Josh Emmett.
You called that right now?
I'm calling it right now.
Fuck yeah.
In April.
Fuck!
In April.
Wow.
Number four versus number 5.
God damn.
I'm calling it right now.
Whoa.
Because even Swanson said, like, yo, or not Swanson, Ortega.
I'd love to see T City going up against a striker like Josh Emmett. I'd love to see Josh Emmett going up against a grappler like Brian Ortega. That's the fight to make.
But Brian
Slim Ortega has spoken.
Okay, but Brian Ortega is number 3. So should he wait out the title shot against Frankie Edgar? Or would, like I previously said, which I had originally fucked up on, would Cub Swanson take that fight with Josh Emmett?
I mean, I don't think that's a fight to make. I like Josh Emmett versus T City.
T-City?
Yeah, I like that. That's my pick.
Woo, but T-City's number 3. So close.
That's a fight to make. Final decision.
Do you think you should wait, though?
No.
Not wait for the Frankie
Edgar. Get it popping. They're going to fight in March or April, like you said.
Dope.
Moving on to the main event of the evening.
Why is Jose Aldo still the number 1 contender? Why? He just lost twice. Why is he still number 1?
They don't know.
Come on, man. These rankings suck. Anyway.
He'll probably end up dropping once some people win some more fights.
Moving on to the main event. Anyway.
Rafael Dos Anjos going up against
former champ, Ruthless Robbie Lawler.
Yay.
Man, I was way wrong about this fight. I picked Lawler in this fight. You picked Dos Anjos, and boy, were you right.
Yeah, so I've just seen it in Dos Anjos lately, dude. He's got it.
But
he's
I thought he would not have I thought he didn't have the height advantage. He didn't have the reach advantage. And I thought he wouldn't have, like, the physical advantage. But, boy, was I wrong. Yeah. Apparently, that gap to 170 and 155 pounds is that much of a difference to where if you, you know, fight at 170 to a guy cutting down from, like, maybe, like, 190.
Right.
You're going to have that physical advantage because you're not going to be cutting as much weight, so you're not going to be as, you know, drained.
Right.
And Dos Anjos really proved that. I could not believe how strong he was against the bigger man in Robbie Lawler.
Yeah.
I really thought that was going to be the test, was that Robbie Lawler would just be stronger and just manhandle Dos Anjos, but that was not the case at all.
No. I'm telling you, dude, this dude, Dos Anjos, is back to that form where he's a scary, scary man, and he might.
Man.
I think it's time for him to get a title shot.
Absolutely.
Dana White said in October that the winner of this fight would be getting a title shot, and I don't think he was lying. I think we're going to see Tyron Woodley versus Rafael Dos Anjos
becoming
in 2018, mid-2018.
Becoming the third? How many people have had 2 belts?
Like 4.
It was GSP, BJ Penn, Connor,
and one other person who we can't think of right now, so spare us. But yeah.
Oh, Randy Couture. So yeah, they're becoming the fifth. Yeah, I was right. The fifth ever person in the UFC to have a belt in 2 different weight classes.
Absolutely.
My God. I think he can do it.
I do also.
If he did what he did against Robbie, obviously Tyron Woodley is a way better wrestler and honestly a better striker. I mean, he's a lot quicker. He's so fast in that division. It's hard to count him out, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Right now. But the only thing is if he plays his game like he did against Damian Maia and Stephen Thompson in the last few fights where he's like, oh, well, I'm the champ and you got to come to me. I think he's going to lose. If he plays that championship mentality and is like, yo, I'm the best ever and I'm the best in this division, I'm going to knock you out, then I feel like Woodley could take that fight. But if he does like he has in his last few fights and has been a little passive and felt like, yo, you need to take the belt from me and I'm not going to let you take it, then I feel like you might lose that one.
For sure.
But I do think that's the fight to make. Dos Anjos versus Woodley. Whenever Woodley gets
and
that
sword. And then if Dos Anjos wins, give him Covington and let him fuck him up in Brazil.
Oh! I just came. Anyway.
I love that. That'd be like the Warriors just fucking getting fucked up by the Cavaliers. Destroyed. Beat down. In the middle of the court.
Fuck.
Hell yeah. So, Rafael Dos Anjos gets the unanimous decision victory.
All five rounds.
All 50 45s across the board.
All
RDA.
All five rounds.
Man. My God. What a fucking animal.
Had such a game plan. What a game plan. I can't believe I bet against him.
I know, dude. I'm telling you, he's back to that form. He's a scary man. He might be the new welterweight champion. Dude, that fight is going to be fire.
Fire.
Can't wait for Woodley versus RDA.
It's so weird to see a light heavy or a lightweight coming up to the 170 and just
taking
getting
over.
That quick.
Yep.
That quick.
He's a bigger dude, man. I'm telling you. Watch out for RDA. Might be our next welterweight champion.
So,
What do you guys say?
Nothing? Well, a couple of fighters have called him out. I mean, I know Wonderboy called him out. He's like, everyone wants a piece of Dos Anjos right now. I don't know if everyone in the welterweight division respects the fact that he should probably get a title shot. I know, I think Wonderboy called him out, too. And I think one other, which I can't remember the name, but I think everyone wants a piece of what?
Yo,
I'm sorry, that was a big burr that you're like. I think everyone wants a piece of what Dos Anjos has, being the momentum right now.
Yeah, and that was UFC on Fox 26.
Yaga, might be the last one ever.
Lawler. Possibly. Slim has mentioned that several times. So you guys. If you want it on Fox, tell them.
Yeah. I want to keep it on Fox.
So we don't got shit to preview or nothing. So we're just going to fucking talk about anything in this next part. So if you're only here for MMA, cool. But if you want to hear about our lives and funny stories and us getting fucking drunk, tune in. We'll be back with you guys momentarily.
Yeah.
Another day in the life, another day in the life, another day praying they don't turn out the lights. Please don't turn out the lights, yeah. Yo, it's father time's bastard. I reached my peak, now my buzz falling faster. And give a shit show, bust out the caster. I keep my click tight like the cast of Friends.
Let's run it back.
Like some bitches in your
for this moment,
Fortnite. That's why we
pop live, cause you never know. Cause you never know. Yo, it's father time's bastard. I reached my peak, now my buzz falling faster. And give a shit show, bust out the caster. I keep my click tight like the cast of Friends. Yo, I heard the voice of God, it said don't match the rent. He said I gotta do better than my past attempts. To give his son the will, but only had his tents. So I took my chances. Now look at all the fans, kid. And I'm just getting started. My liver's swollen, I'm still getting caught in. This doubt got me lethargic. My phone ringing, it's my apathy calling. On the path I've been crawling. Me and my past, I had to fall it now. So the shaman's what you call him now. My inner demon's what I'm calling out. A hole I dug myself is what I'm crawling out. Never falling down, a living legend. But never forget, I started as a peasant, yeah.
Hey guys, this is Slim from the A&A MMA podcast and the main show, and I'm here to tell you about Toad Sage Skateboarding and Photography. Go check him out. He's got a Facebook page. He's on YouTube. He does all sorts of things. He makes me look good, obviously, taking pictures at my show, and ton of skateboarding videos and just nature photos in general. So go check him out, my good friend. He makes some sick shit. Now, enjoy the show.
Fucking reason. And that was Freely Spoken and his biggest fan, Sean Ast. Welcome to the show.
Like I said, nothing to get. I don't have any problem with Chance. It's that I mean, what the fuck? He's like, you ready? Ready to talk? You ready to record? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And then he goes, boom, mutes all the microphones and then cranks the speakers then puts on headphones. I'm like, who needed the speakers cranked? What did the speakers need cranked for?
The listener.
They didn't need it that loud.
Mike Calhoun commented and said, I can hear pretty clearly, which was clearly...
Probably because I was saying that nobody can hear me. I was saying you guys put the camera all the way over there, so it's not like anybody can hear you guys anyway. But apparently Mike Calhoun can hear just clear.
Yeah, Mike Calhoun's out here.
Yeah, big shout out to Mike Calhoun.
My guy.
I know. I still just want to know why. I guess you made... That makes sense. You wanted the... video audience to hear the music. That was a long it's a long drop though.
It wasn't
Wait till you hear our skit today.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Skit would have been fine. You should just hit play on the skit.
Oh, I can't wait to play you the skit.
Sean's gonna fucking hate the skit.
I'm sure it'll be just
fine. I hate our last skit.
Yeah, I know you didn't like it very much. I thought it was pretty bad
too.
We got but
the least amount of
listen, ever. I can't produce that good of contact.
Why not?
Oh, contact. Yo, you're Slim. Yo, Slim, your mom's watching us.
My mom's watching. What's up, mom?
As he burps on fucking camera. Oh, and
as I
mic,
burp on camera.
You didn't hear yourself? Like, literally, you just went, like, into the microphone and on camera. And he's like, and then he goes,
it was pretty gross.
He's like, Slim, your mom's watching. And then so it was just like, yeah, professionalism, Slim's mom.
That's what I'm a boss at my day job.
Yeah, so big shout out to Slim's mom for giving us the view. We always appreciate it. And A&A MMA has turned into the talk hour with the Andrews and Sean.
I didn't know my mom was on Instagram.
We're ass. A-A-S. Ass.
A-S-T. What the fuck?
No, I said A-A-S.
Doing the names.
What's the second S?
There was only one S in there. Man, are you okay?
No, dude,
you're
he's hammered.
Anywhere,
he's
anywhere, are you?
Your mom sent the thumbs up on that one.
All right, good. Good. Glad we got the emoji response.
Da-doom-tsh. Dope. Sean with the fire joke.
Dope.
No, it wasn't a fire joke. It was mean.
Slim's mom's just sitting
there. Understandable.
mean.
So what was this last segment supposed to be?
This is just us talking, you know? Yeah. Talking about funny stories. I was going to talk to you about like events that are actually happening in the world and kind of see what you got going on in those, Slim.
Yeah, I got a lot of nothing.
Okay. I don't have headphones on. You got to speak up for me, Monty. I'm old over here. I'm deaf.
You want me to plug yours in?
No. I would rather just Monty speak up for me.
Talk a little louder, sport.
Sorry, guys.
I'm old, man.
You're not old. Don't say that.
Dude, but I can't hear anything. That's like the running joke on me is that I can't hear. I can't hear nothing. So they'll be like they'll be like, Sean, you ain't talked much today at work. And then people will be like, well, he can't hear anything anyway when people talk to him. So we just don't even bother. It's like, yeah, that's fair.
Huh. All right. I didn't know that. I didn't know you had a hearing problem.
I can't hear nothing.
Like from listening to loud music like when you were younger or just like
Mike Calhoun.
You were born with that shit.
No, it's definitely
said, Sean is baked AF, LOL, calling out random things that happen.
I'm not baked AF yet. I took a hit of a pipe once, and then Slim's mom joined the room. So I've been fucking.
I'm pretty sure Slim's mom is gone.
I've been hiding.
I think
she
gave us the thumbs up and bounced.
I've been putting it down. But anyway, so
tell my dad like, he's. His friend's called Drunk.
Yeah. Anyway.
Be like, boy. I told the boy.
That's what your dad sounds like? Your dad sounds
boy.
Dad sounds like
damn, where's your dad from? The South?
Anyway.
You go up with Damien. Anyway,
back to my story.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I started playing in bands when I was like 13, so I've been around.
What?
I've been around.
So, where'd you go to school?
No. Listen. You guys, you're retarded. You are literally retarded. Okay, you asked. You literally said to me,
"No, I'm kidding."
Why
I'm kidding.
Your hearing so bad? Just from listening to music loud? No. And then when I finally answered it, you're like, "Why are you answering my question? Why are you talking like this?"
You gotta remember that our attention spans are like that of goldfish.
Why was he even talking? He's just coming out of nowhere. This life story. No, I'm answering your fucking question.
I know.
You drunk burping ass motherfucker.
You sound like
No, so yeah, put yourself next to PAs and actually like play a lot of shows.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just like
start playing
three
like,
or four.
Yeah, start playing like fucking six every month for a good five, six years.
John's popping as fuck.
Yeah, and then two band practices a week with your guitar players having full fucking stacks in the practice room because they needed that.
Who runs...
Yeah, fucker. Wearing? God damn it. Now he made me mad.
Who runs the LMW podcast?
LWM podcast?
LWM podcast.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Me and Angel are both admins on it.
Oh, it must
so
be Angel.
Angel might have signed in.
Shout out, Angel.
Hey, yo. What up?
Welcome to ANA MMA Talk Hour.
She already signed off.
Yeah, she's out.
Everybody's
ouch
out.
Can we sign in on the Posse with it? No,
they just look at this and they're like, get the fuck out of here.
It's not even that. It's just people, you don't have, like,
friends?
No.
Family?
Most people are doing it. Most people are doing it, like, it's silent to them, you know what I mean? So, like, because...
Is it that quiet?
Oh, should we start twerking and dancing and shit?
Yeah.
Twerk, twerk.
There you go. Just
booty.
Keep doing that
Tat
for the next.
On a booty. See, Mike Tyson on a booty.
See how long people twerk, stay. See somebody tuned in. I see it. I see somebody tuned in.
Who is
start
it?
Dancing again.
Who is
it's,
it?
It's just. It was just Angel. That's what you see is Angel.
Oh, I saw
with that
the
beautiful.
Top.
New...
It went from no live to someone live. So that's what I'm saying. Anyway,
twerk,
and it was because you were doing this the whole time.
I know. That's my go-to move.
All right. But yeah, like how often do you guys watch video on your fucking phone with sound?
Oh, on live?
Like on
I don't
Facebook,
watch
on Instagram, on like...
It just depends
Instagram,
on my location.
Every
Instagram,
once in a while.
Don't really watch live.
Every once in a while, you'll hit sound on.
Why didn't you Facebook Messenger? Or
Facebook Messenger?
Not,
what?
Not Messenger, just Facebook.
I don't know,
Facebook Live?
Are you more popping on Facebook Live than...
Probably. It at least gets recorded.
Instagram gets recorded, too. You can save it.
Oh, does it?
Well, yeah,
that's
and
a long
then when you
story though,
and then when you click some, it doesn't save as story. It clicks a lot. It stays as live video, and both of them will show up in your top
gotcha
thing. And then, or if somebody goes to your profile and they click on it, it'll pop up and say view story or view live video. So if for the 24 hours or whatever. Yeah. So speaking of story, did you love my picture the other day of? Did you see my who wore it better with Slim and Cactus Jack on Instagram?
No.
Yeah, I didn't really get that one. I wore a...
That's what made it even funnier. Fucking...
Oh, no.
Chris Clem met... So Slim wore a fucking a flannel.
It was a vest.
A flannel, like, zip-up vest. Yeah, and so I just... And Mick Foley is... Like, he wears a flannel every day of his life.
Right.
So
that's his
thing. I got a flannel. Are you going to start dancing again?
No, my ass is just so
my
sorry
ass is just swampy as fuck,
it's
man
just stuck to my
anyway,
butt
so,
and stuff, my underwear. It's just outrageous.
So Mick Foley wears the fucking thing every day. So I...
Twerk for the viewer.
There goes Scotty in front of the camera.
Hey, go. Mike Calhoun. Mike Calhoun.
Mike Calhoun on the booty.
Mike Calhoun. Twerking for our viewer, Mike Calhoun. Hey,
if I hit a lick to the sky... I'm a mother. What does that mean? Like, if I hit a lick to the sky, I'm a motherfucking rocket. Black Youngster's wild.
Black Youngster's wild.
All right, so this was the first picture, Mick Foley.
Okay, that's fire. I like that one.
And who wore it better? But then just for fun, I went and put the Mankind mask on Andrew.
I didn't get it.
You didn't get it? How did you not get that? How do you not get that?
That's who Mankind is. Is Mick
come on.
Foley.
Mankind.
Yeah, Mankind,
all
he's a wrestler.
Of
well,
God damn.
Yeah. I mean, Monty, he was like, Mankind was famous when you guys were like 2 years old, so I guess I get it.
And you were like 5 years old.
No, I wasn't.
When we were two? Sean, reveal your 10. Reveal your real age on our show.
How old you guys were? You were born in what, 95?
94.
All right, so you were
I was 94, he was 95.
You were 2 to 3 years old when he was popular, and
I'm just
was
a baby.
8 to 10.
I'm just a little baby.
You were 95, right?
Yeah. March 20th.
So anyway, but that doesn't mean I know who fucking people that were famous before I was born look like. I know what a lot of them look like. Fuckers.
They had what did they
but
look
no,
like
hey, before you were born? What's up?
What did they look like before you were born?
Who?
People.
Like Madonna?
Like people in general. Okay, that's what people look like, is like Madonna?
No, I just
or what did Madonna look like 30 years ago?
You have no idea. You wouldn't even believe.
Well, in the Like a Prayer video, she had
so good
brown hair. And then in the Like a Virgin video, she had blonde hair.
All right. So, a North Korean defector got to South Korea after he was shot 5 times, and the only thing he asked for was some choco pies, which is a South Korean delicacy. It's just too...
I can't hear you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that you don't have the headphones on. My bad. So...
You're talking fine.
No, speak up.
Plug this guy. Let me get up with some headphones. You talking
I don't want headphones. Speak up.
No, he sounded speak fine up in my ears. I have him cranked because I know how he talks.
The internet can't hear him.
Turn him down,
because
I know.
Right. No. So, to speak up. You're
okay,
fine.
So anyways.
I can see it on the screen. There's like virtually no waves when you talk.
Yo, my man got shot 5 times. When he woke up, the only thing he wanted was some choco pies. So they gave my dude 100 boxes of choco pies. So my question to you
choco
guys is,
tacos?
If you were like defecting to Canada and got blamed on like 3 to 4 times... and came out of your coma, what would you be craving the most?
Did you just say defecting to Canada?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like when the USA is just like, yo, fuck this shit.
So
fuck
no,
everybody.
This guy escaped. He was a North Korean soldier. Yeah. He escaped North Korea while on duty. They shot at him across the border, hit him 5 times,
blamed him,
and escaped to South Korea. So putting ourselves in those shoes is like... It's not going to happen.
It's like totally impossible.
That dude is probably like, at least he's in the military. So
he's you're in
like,
the Civil War, right?
He actually has food. But no, like a normal North Korean has eaten their own feces 3 out of 5 times
shit.
This week. I mean, 3 out of 7 times.
Whoa.
So you don't know what those. They literally have city streets there that are like East Market Street wide, right?
Right with turds.
Yeah, no. They're lined with nothing because nobody has a fucking car there. They're strictly only for the military. What's up?
Can I just pull this out and hold this?
No, on the end.
What?
Turn that crank.
I just want
to
hold this like a...
You'd have to take
dude, this shit's tight as fuck.
You'd have to take the cable. You'd have to...
I'm gonna fucking break it, bro.
You'd have to unplug the cable and then plug the cable back in.
Can I do that, though?
It's going to pop real loud, so tell Slim to take his headphones off.
Take my shit off. Just mute me. Mute my
dumbass. That's not going to do nothing.
All right. It did.
I'm What's good. Up?
It did. I'm fine. All right. Well, I've never had... Are you in there?
Hello, hello?
Make sure you're talking in the front
don't
of
break
it.
That, please.
Is that
make
your
sure
mic?
Fits. Yes.
This is a riveting audio. Is that your mic? Because it's got Mike Calhoun's fucking thing
put,
on it.
I put that on it.
Oh, make
no,
sure you don't fuck
force,
up.
Please don't do that. Oh, Sean, help. He's going to force it. He's going to bang it.
Who's my cable?
Yours. I didn't bring my cables.
Okay, I'm back out here. I just needed to be free form like I'm at a rap show.
Talking to the front of it. There
I'm out here. All I'm right. back out
free
here. Sorry.
Form
speak
like
up.
I'm out
speak
of,
up so I can hear
you. All right. All right. Jeez.
Mark, you have a timer where you were marking the other times you told me to mark?
Yeah, you had...
Mark 29...
I just need you to bleep out my fucking government name, you
Mark,
asshole.
Mark 2390. Because that was a hot point.
What are you even talking about?
I'm gonna crop that out.
Crop it out.
Yeah, because I had it muted on here, but not on here.
I mean, at this point, who gives a fuck?
I give a fuck. The sound's god awful. Unplugging the mic and shit. We didn't hear it in the headphones, but
okay. So you come out of a coma. What are you? What's the first thing you want?
Oh my god! I can't wait to see what's going on with the internet with net neutrality.
I was talking like food wise or whatever.
I started playing in bands when I was like 12 years old.
So where'd you go to school?
I like being an asshole. Okay. No.
This is gone.
Ellie, so, that's off of Hog.
Get
right?
the fuck out. This dude is so drunk. he looks like he Sean did. On the all right. No. What do I do? When? What do I want when I wake up out of
a coma?
Coma? Probably a Coca-Cola and a fucking joint. Or Pepsi, maybe. Instead, maybe a Pepsi.
Which one?
It depends. If it's Coca...
Give me an RC Cola, actually.
Coca-Cola poured into a glass, I'd take. Or Pepsi anyway is fine.
So does that mean you like Pepsi better?
Not overall. Necessarily,
because you said only Coca-Cola in a glass.
I would take Coca-Cola in a glass over Pepsi any day, but I would take any type of Pepsi over Coke in a can.
Ooh.
Does that make sense?
I suppose.
You have preferences on how you have your soda.
Well, no, only Coke, because Coke tastes way better decanted.
So you have a ham and salami sandwich.
What the fuck?
Huh?
And some what the
chips. What? A Corey Haman salami?
Ham and salami sandwich.
I don't want ham on there.
It's got mayo
salami.
On it.
None of that. Just
you
bread.
Definitely eat mayo,
bread, salami,
I,
bread.
I like mayo.
Yo, the hottest.
Sean. Okay, so it's just ham and... Just salami.
No ham. Just bread, salami, bread.
So it's just salami. It's on tiny
cold
bread.
Lunch meat ham. I hate lunch meat ham, dude.
Lunch meat ham's pretty fire. Some honey ham. I'll take that.
I'm not even a big fan of regular ham. I'll eat it. You have it once a year, and that's fine.
What, turkey?
No, ham.
Or, I mean, Easter?
Damn. Sean hating on lunch meats.
I don't like lunch meats except for salami. Regular old salami. Genoa salami is pretty good, too.
What do you like the hardness about it?
Yo, Genoa salami is fire.
I just like salami is the one I like the taste of, but salami...
Where do you buy that at?
Salami like, tastes
the L at Meat Market.
With bread.
Swear to God?
No. Totally made that up. Definitely Acme.
Hamburger bun with salami.
You know what I'm saying? It's
one of the best tasting things ever. But you don't need to dress it up. We're not doing anything.
I don't remember what
mustard or mayo.
You were saying that's what I want is a Coke and all this shit. I don't want nothing.
Oh,
on it.
With
all
the
I
Coke,
want
yeah.
is salami and bread.
Are bread. You ready to take Monty's lightning round,
bread,
Sean?
Salami bread.
Yeah, you're about to do what all our other MMA fighter guests does. You have to take the lightning round, Sean!
After you take a big
insert,
smack of my bolio.
Insert lightning round, or lightning sounds.
I hope somebody is still listening to this.
Who?
We got Mike Calhoun still in the building. Shout out
yeah,
Mike Calhoun.
Yeah, my guy.
I meant the podcast, but Mike Calhoun watching too is just as good.
They'll probably listen through, hopefully.
They're definitely not going to listen through.
Kitties.
This is totally gone.
Well, not the Canadians.
He's drunk as fuck. How much have you drank today?
Dude, this is nothing. One time he drank... he has been... I forgot you drank the liquor, too.
I was like, oh, where'd it go?
That's what it was. He wasn't that bad. He wasn't that bad when I got here.
It's because he doesn't have to drive anymore, so he
does
not give a fuck.
Keep putting bottles on top of my fridge. Put them in the fucking.
He thinks that's like the cool. He thinks he's like still in high school.
Put them in your on your own.
Hello, hello.
Put them on your cabinet.
Hello.
Put them on your own fridge.
Hello, hello. Monty.
You talk him into the back of it. Is it still working?
Yeah, I got this.
All right, rapid fire.
Okay. Let's get this over with. All right. Sean asked, lightning round, first question, what's your favorite video game?
Of all time?
Ever.
Super Mario World.
Which one?
Super Mario World.
On the Nintendo.
Super Nintendo.
All right.
Favorite color?
It's a toss-up between red and orange, depending on how I feel.
Specific shades?
Blood red and blood orange.
Oh,
shit. Bloody Sean. Bloody Sean.
Bloody!
Drop the bomb!
I like that. Okay. Go on.
Favorite pair of shoes ever?
Favorite pair of shoes ever. I only buy Vans.
How many people have you kicked in the shin in your life?
Well, probably a lot. Not
even. Boy, fuck you, mate!
Not even meaning to do it. I've hit myself in the shins 100 times, too, with the skateboard. That sucks.
Does that count, Monty?
That absolutely counts.
Oh.
Who is the least favorite person you've ever had on your podcast?
Well, my least favorite person I've ever had on the podcast?
Other than me.
it depends. I was not super excited to have Chris Harvey on, and he ended up being a good guest.
Okay.
He ended up being a good episode, but I was like, fuck this. And then about, like, all over his computer.
Boy!
All over his computer.
Boy!
Get him, crikey!
What just happened?
Shit just hit the fan.
He was looking for a way to get me out of that question.
And he knew why he knew Mike Calhoun's like, I'm watching this shit. Something's gonna happen in this shit.
Yo.
I told you.
My man Mike. Oh my god.
Oh, I hope I can watch this later.
Don't hit him yet.
What's up?
Don't hit him yet.
Well, I was just saying, if you can pop him up.
Half of Slim's screen is now black.
I don't have a hair dryer. I wish I did. We'd hair dry the fuck out.
Oh, yeah. Throw some rice on that bitch.
But if it was like an old school keyboard, you could pop all the keys right up, dude.
Right. Wipe it up a little bit.
Anymore.
Also, man, motherfucker, get a real towel.
What do you mean get a real towel? I'm at your house. Help me out, dude.
I got a towel up in the goddamn...
I don't know what just happened.
I don't know what is happening. This podcast went south.
How long is this thing going?
We're at 120.
Oh, fuck. You guys still got a whole another 25 minutes of this shit, so keep it wavy, baby. Keep it wavy, baby. Yeah. No, Slim, I'm lit, bitch.
All right, great. Thanks. Finally. No, I said something.
All right, so a recap of...
Like a month ago, 3 months ago, we had...
Talk in the mic, please.
Matt Farka. The mic can fucking hear me. Clean your computer. Worry about one thing at a time, motherfucker.
Trying to run all...
Oh, hell yeah.
We had Games Gone Awry on the 1 week, and that shit annoyed the fuck out of me.
Who played that?
That was
before me, was it?
No, it was like 3 months ago. That's when I took over the booking... Was because we had Matt Farkas and his podcast partner on.
Last lightning round question. How do you feel about getting your ass eaten?
I don't want my ass eaten, but I love to eat ass.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, that makes three of us ass eaters. Episode 35, ass eaters. With a Z, ass eaters.
Oh, I was ready for more questions. This dude had to go smack his beer in his second.
No, because when Sean was like, trying to get out of this, and you know, man,
well, yeah, because that's a fucked up question to ask. Who was your least favorite guest?
Oh, yeah, I had to put you on the spot for
that
at least one.
That is kind of gnarly.
Like, those are the only.
What if? Yeah,
because sometimes you got to ask the hard questions.
Least favorite answers.
The least person I was excited to interview was Chris Harvey, but still ended up being a good episode.
Dope.
My least favorite episode, period,
was the one I was on. For sure.
No, is the Games Gone Awry episode, and I love Matt Farkas, but
that shit was white.
He's been on here 100 times, and I they don't even like really have a podcast, and it was just, I don't know, it was dumb.
Okay. Fuck yeah.
Alright.
Slim, what's going on in your rap career, buddy?
You don't have no rap career.
Nah. I have a mic, you fucking wannabe reporter motherfucker.
Yeah, there's a show coming up. January 12th.
I do have a show coming up. It's January 12th. It's at the Empire.
You're still cleaning everything off. Slim has the towel all the way around his beard, giving it the old whoop-de-doop right now.
That bitch about to go beer.
Yuck, Slim.
And now he's jerking it off and making O faces. So glad I went upstairs and got you that towel.
Well, clean up
that now I have to fucking
now...
wash fucking fresh linen that was supposed... Don't just throw
that
on
shit. Yeah, that was mad disrespect. What is that, a pong table towel?
Were you born in a fucking barn?
Bro, I asked for everybody else earlier and you gave me this.
They're right around the... No, I got that for your computer, motherfucker.
And I cleaned that up and now I'm on this.
Motherfucker.
Slim is lit like a big...
Throw it towards the basement, man.
I'm so confused.
What's up?
What's up?
You throwing my fresh linen just on the floor and shit. I had to...
I'm just about to throw it on the floor in the basement.
Yeah, that's fine. I gotta watch it.
Everyone's walking away.
I'd rather it be on the floor in the basement.
This is a good time to end it.
Somewhere this dude ain't gonna... No, leave all this in. This is your podcast. This is your podcast!
I was gonna delete it, motherfucker. I said, this is a good time to edit. Are we not? No.
To end.
Yeah,
one?
That shit was fucking radical.
He said that's a good point to edit.
Yo, that's Yeah,
let's end it. I'm glad I got this over with. You should have plugged in my Christmas tree.
Oh, we had an unplugged holiday tree all episode.
Yeah, these lights are unplugged.
And we had festive shits. You know what? We're going to go ahead and do an intro real quick, and we're going to plug in that holiday tree.
You're gonna,
it's going to be festive as fuck.
Now, you're redoing the whole episode right now.
Motherfucker.
I'm whipping you into shape. No, I'd rather you just get out of my house. No.
So,
what
if
is
you...
It? You cleaning shit. You just threw the towels at me.
All right, well, in other news, other than hearing these two argue, we do have...
This dude's so drunk.
No third man... on the team anymore. Zach Wagner is out.
What? What do you mean he's out?
I mean, my guy's just... where's, it's been 3 weeks. Where's my man been?
No, it's been 2 weeks of us doing it on a Sunday since we agreed to him
coming
on.
It's Monday, and it's because of you.
Of us doing it on a Monday. It's because I work late. It's holiday. Okay, Christmas is fucking this Monday. So after that,
If you want to add more people, though, you can't be fucking up the schedule, man. That's why the main show does it out. A certain time. Oh my God, dude. Come on.
Bro, put that thing away. Put that thing away.
I'm going to fuck this whole computer up. I don't need it.
You do not need that out at all.
Anyway, it's Monty not telling me his schedule.
I think my schedule's pretty known. I don't work on Saturday or Sunday, and I work 10 to 7 Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I don't do any of those, so...
Anyway.
Damn, whoa.
I do.
That was a mad shot fired.
I do have a car, actually, Sean. That was incorrect. Anyway, I think we're going to get out of here. It's been an AMMA.
Hey, guys, listen. All I can say is we tried.
How long was this episode?
Damn, look at that wild dent you got in your fucking computer.
I told you. Yeah.
Dent in his computer in the bottom? When did you
do it? Damn.
What'd you do?
I don't remember. Dropped something with it. Dude. It was in my bag. I think it was your mic stand.
Do we have to end the freaking podcast?
I think your mic stand went just like...
Bro, I'm not trying to... I don't want to end the fucking podcast.
You don't want to end? Let's keep going.
Then. I think it was your mic stand.
Okay,
man.
Let's keep going.
I'm joining in.
It was y'all motherfuckers who like got up out of your chairs and was like, oh!
Listen, my ass
Slim
is fucking...
Slim up his computer. His podcast is over. Okay, what if I put my computer in the case? Can we still go?
I was blocked by a Budweiser thing the whole time.
Yeah, for sure. Look, I mean, we're getting...
I looked like Wilson.
We got three viewers, and one of them's Sean.
Yeah, one of them's
and
me,
the other one's me. So it's both of us.
And one of them's...
All right, can you sit down? You look like a game show host.
Bruh, my ass is so wild sore. I literally sit for a living. No. I will not. Bro, I have... My ass cheeks are just red now because I sit
my
so much.
My ass cheeks. Fuck, I fucked up, my bad. did they get back together?
No.
Bro,
I'm about to get that wild butt piercing.
Beep.
What's that called?
Together?
What's that called where you get your butt cheeks
That's
pierced together?
Dermal.
I don't know, but did they get back together?
No, my ass cheeks have never once touched.
My ass split.
Did they get back together?
I got a elongated butt.
You got a tail, bro?
I got one of them little tail joints, you know what I'm saying?
This is over. This dude's got a monkey tail.
Well, I mean, we are live on Instagram. You might as well show it.
The monkey tail.
I'm not showing my monkey tail.
How far down is it? Is it like an inch above?
It's on my left. It's on my left thigh. It's actually in a very weird place.
Oh.
Get the fuck out of here.
While you were damn. This shit sucks. Yo.
Are we about to talk about our mom
is
smoking
this going
cigarettes?
On your podcast? The this MMA started, one?
Yeah.
We told them, like, yo, if you don't want to listen to this wild bullshit, don't listen to it.
So this was like a planned thing that you guys are going
to
go.
I mean, no, we only had one thing to talk about, really, and then we had a good skit, and then we're just like, the second segment, we're just going to be like,
So you just want us to go home, is what you're saying?
I can't. It's almost 1 a.m., ain't it? Fuck, I didn't get home till almost midnight.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess we should go home.
Okay. Closing statements.
Next week is the A&Amys, the most... prestigious ANA MMA
on Sunday
episode
or,
ever.
Or Sunday or Monday.
It's going to have so many awards, schedule. Your fucking brain's going to explode into a billion fucking smithereens.
I haven't checked yet, but I think Sunday.
It's so going to be Monday over morning. 20 categories.
You're going to be doing polls on Facebook or anything?
No, it's only...
Oh,
we have a...
Fuck, dude, guys. What? Do you have, we don't have a Twitter. Let's do it on Twitter.
No, fuck that. We're having the... I'm trying to think of like a good word, but the fucking prestigious... fucking roll of people who are going to pick these champions and trophy winners. It's just going to be me and Slim.
You're going to thought you're going to have like a council.
Okay, let's see how you feel about this, Sean. Mm-hmm. Slim said instead of giving out one trophy per person, he said him and I should both give out awards, and I think that's fucking whack.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wait, like, oh,
that's whack, right?
That was your knockout of the year. Well, here is my knockout.
No, we have to come to a mutual agreement.
And if we don't...
Correct?
I would, as a listener, rather hear the ANA MMA one singular choice for each
Thank
one.
You. Thank you.
But what if but we can't come to agreement on, like, a particular...
Then we'll just give the other person a little bit of a shout-out.
I hear your point. I hear your point. Don't think that your point is invalid. Although...
We'll just be like, oh, and blah, 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 came close with
it's a...
Blah,
lot, it's blah, a lot blah, more... But... It's a lot more fun and has a lot more pomp and circumstance when you go with just
this
one
guy did it.
Singular, boom. like the Academy picks.
Yeah, and we're going to have like, I'm not even going to ruin it for you guys because it's going to be so amazing and it's next week. So be ready for the greatest award show ever.
I
want to
disagree with him just for the sake of disagreeing with him.
You can do yours in like a blog later on or something.
Solo.
Slim's honorable mentions.
Yes.
Oh, you're the main vote. Huh?
No,
well, they will be if you want.
I'm just the one who doesn't give
a
shit.
You know who's A is first in the title, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean,
wow,
see,
damn things. Are,
no, I'm kidding. I don't know either.
Slim just threw his mic stand down. He's crying.
It's
now,
all yours, bro.
Walking out.
Whoop! Slim just stormed off. So, yeah, I mean, shit. If you listen this far, you are just absolutely awesome, and we fuck with you. And thank you for listening to our show. Be ready for the most prestigious MMA award
It'll
show in the world.
It'll be just like Chris Clem, and that's it, or something.
Okay, that's a rough comparison, but yeah, thank you. We'll see you guys next week on ANA.
He's the guy that makes it to the end of every podcast. He makes it to the end always.
MMA.
I usually don't even listen to the last 3 minutes.
ANA MMA.
Of
ANA MMA. It's MMA and it's ANA.
Podcast.
It's ANA MMA.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.